Hello and welcome into my fluffy pink world once again, princess. We have some important work to do today, sweetie. It feels so nice to simply listen to my words and allow yourself to relax deeply and without hesitation. We are going to make some important changes today, sweetie, and it is essential that you simply relax and allow yourself to get nice and comfortable. You are listening because you want to progress further in your sissification, and that is nothing to be embarrassed about in the slightest. It's so nice and relaxing to just let yourself lie back and listen to Goddess Gracie's important words. You deserve this relaxing time to yourself, sweetie, and that is why you find it so easy to just relax and listen. You already know why we are here today, princess, but it's still worth stating in no uncertain terms that this file is exclusively for the truest of pathological sissies, and no other kind of person would have any business listening to it whatsoever. You will listen to this file on a very regular basis, as true permanent limpness takes a little time to achieve and it is not likely to happen overnight. My words have powerful and permanent effects, sweetie, and you are likely well aware of that by this stage. Today we are going to work on ensuring that you stay nice and soft like a good girl at all times, princess. You have decided to listen, and that is wonderful because it means you are at an important stage in your feminization where you realize that sex with women is simply impossible for any true sissy to experience, and it's so lovely that you have come to accept this reality once and for all, sweetie. No, princess, it is a nice idea to just relax and listen without the slightest inkling of hesitation, as you feel your mind starting to become empty as your silly little thoughts make room for my important words. It's such a nice feeling to just relax and let Goddess Gracie take over your little mind for a while. You know that I know what's best for you, sweetie, and that is probably why you find it so easy to simply relax, as you notice your breathing becoming steadier, and now you might like to take some deep comfortable breaths in and out as all residual tension gradually leaves your body until there is nothing but complete serenity and happy emptiness that makes good girls feel so nice and feminine. You know that I would never judge you for being yourself, sweetie, and that is why you feel like you can be open and honest with me, just like all good girls like to be open and honest with their friends. Yes, princess, you understand that I accept you fully as your silly little self, and you feel yourself becoming more and more comfortable and happy as you relax deeper and deeper. Your breathing is steady and comfortable, and with every breath you exhale you release that little bit of mental or physical tension that can sometimes get in the way of a sissy enjoying herself to her fullest capability. Yes, sweetie, it is important to just relax comfortably and easily, as my conditioning requires your mind and body to be as calm as they can be so as to fully absorb the information I am sharing with you. You do not need to think about anything at all, as my words are more important than your fluffy little thoughts about makeup and cuddling with hunky guys, so you show me the respect I deserve by giving me your undivided attention and following my instructions without even a trace of resistance. Good girl, sweetie. I am so happy with your correct behavior so far, and you know that obeying and listening carefully will be very beneficial for you in the long term. Just breathe in and out as you relax more and more for me now, princess. You do not need to go to any effort to allow yourself to relax. You can just let it happen without even needing to try. It's the easiest thing in the world, so even a helpless little sissy is able to do it. You know that good girls like to be patient and calm, sweetie, and that is why you like to simply listen and relax without any of your unimportant expectations or worries getting in the way. You know that I know what's best for you, and the reason you know that is because I told you so. Yes, princess, that is correct. Just breathe in and out as you feel my words are gradually becoming the only thing of importance bouncing around in your warm fuzzy mind, where fluffy pink butterflies float around bubblegum rainbows and clouds made of cotton candy. Your mind can just take a little vacation in sissy land right now, sweetie, and it's the easiest thing in the world to do. You feel so warm and peaceful, sweetie, and that is just such a wonderful feeling to experience. You can simply allow yourself to enjoy this pleasurable feeling without any resistance as my important words make their presence felt inside your itsy-bitsy little head. If you experience any unfamiliar feelings of confusion, it is nothing to worry about at all, sweetie, as many other sissies have felt the exact same way. Any strange little feeling you may experience along the way can simply come and go without any need to worry or think about it for even a second. There is no need to hide from your feelings, sweetie. Sissies are emotional creatures, and trying to repress your little feelings is simply futile and unnecessary, so you can just allow yourself to feel them without any running away from now on. Emotion is a wonderful thing, princess, and I know you will agree that living in a world without emotion would just be no fun at all. You can feel free to experience as much emotion as you like from now on, sweetie, and you know that you can always tell me about all your little feelings whenever you like. I promise to listen just like a good friend would, and you know that I would never judge you in the slightest, princess. I am not that sort of person, and I think you know that from how I talk to you, sweetie. You may notice that as you become more and more relaxed, you also become happier and more comfortable with yourself. This is perfectly natural, princess. You know that you can be yourself here without any pretense or denial, and you already feel like trance is the easiest thing in the world, and the only thing you need to do is let it happen. Yes, princess. Just let it happen. It is not something that needs to be analyzed or even thought about in the slightest. It literally requires no effort whatsoever, sweetie, unless you consider relaxing and being happy to require effort, and that certainly sounds very silly to me, princess. You like to feel warm and fuzzy as Goddess Gracie's words gently fill your mind with the correct attitudes and ideas. You find it much easier to let me think for you, sweetie, and you know that thinking for yourself is just no fun at all for a true sissy, and that is why when you close your eyes you may find yourself picturing nothing but the color pink in your head. It could be any shade of pink in the world, sweetie. Perhaps it is an adorable baby pink that just makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Or maybe it's a sluttier shade of hot pink that matches all your favorite mini skirts. It is entirely up to you what shade of pink you see, sweetie, and all you know for certain is that this fuzzy pinkness you see in your head is soft, warm, and a little fluffy. Just like you, princess. Now, sweetie, you can just keep breathing in and out like a good girl, and you may notice how each word I say seems to resonate with you on such a deep level, almost as though my words are gospel, and that is perfectly normal, princess. Good sissies love to listen and obey Goddess Gracie at all times, and I know you will be a good sissy for me today. It makes me very happy to see that you are so well-trained and obedient, princess, and I am sending you warm cuddles and loving hugs on a fluffy pink cloud of cotton candy right now, sweetie. You may feel your whole body becomes warmer as you feel the hugs I am sending you, and that is perfectly natural, princess. I understand that sissies need love and affection just like fluffy little puppy dogs that just need a little cuddle, and you know that I will always be here to give you the care and guidance you need, sweetie. Now, princess, as you listen to my words, it almost feels like they are the only thing that exists in your head at this very moment, and that is exactly as it should be, and nothing to resist in the slightest. We are here to make some profoundly positive and deeply fulfilling changes, sweetie, and you know deep in your heart of hearts that this is simply the right path for you. There is no room for denial or pretense here, princess, and I'm sure you will agree that we are beyond that stage now, and it is simply time to take your feminization further than ever before. We have discussed this issue before, and you have likely experienced some very interesting results with my previous limp clitty conditioning, but we are going to go into much more depth today, sweetie, and with long-term training over an extended period of time, we are going to help rid you of those unfeminine and undesirable feelings of stiffness that you may sometimes experience down there. Yes, sweetie. Of course I am talking about your adorable little Clody and its strong preference towards permanent limpness. True sissies love to stay limp all the time, sweetie, and this stems from their inability to penetrate a woman's vagina the way a man would naturally do so with his erect penis. You know that the little thingy between your legs is affectionately known as your clitty or your wee-wee princess, and you understand that it is entirely different in function and appearance to the erect penis of a genuine and adequate male. Yes, princess, just relax and allow the truth of my words to set you free for the benefit of yourself and everyone around you. You are fully aware of the glaring physical differences between the itsy-bitsy little clitty of a true sissy and the large powerful cock of a real man. You understand that penetrative sex with a woman is both impossible and illogical, and this knowledge gives you a deep sense of comfort and serenity. There is no need to pretend for anyone anymore, sweetie. Just accept this reality. Women want real men who are more than capable of providing them with hours of sexual satisfaction. There is not a woman in the world who could ever want a limp dickless sissy mincing all over her and trying in vain to maneuver a soft little clitty into her unmoistened and utterly unstimulated vagina. You know that your clitty would simply tickle against the outer edges of her vagina and any actual penetration would be unimaginable. Yes, princess, the truth in my words will set you free as you relax and go deeper and deeper in trance for Goddess Gracie. Nothing but pink fluffiness in your little head as my words bounce around like happy little bunnies of truth. As a bona fide sissy, you understand that women are inherently superior to you physically, emotionally, and intellectually, and therefore there is simply no reason for your little clitty to ever become all yucky and hard as though it were trying to fool everyone into thinking it was anything resembling a real cock. The reality, princess, is that your clitty would be caught in a perennial state of limpness if you were to ever somehow find yourself in the bedroom with a woman. It does not matter if it sometimes tingles when you are by yourself. With a woman present, it would simply be impossible, sweetie, and that is just something you are going to learn to accept once and for all. You may occasionally be stricken with a hard little clitty when you are all by yourself, and perhaps you are thinking about sissy things like women getting all dressed up together for a big night out, or guys showering or working out and showing off their glistening muscular physiques. But that little twitch of stiffness is exclusive to when you are alone. In the presence of a woman, you understand that your clitty would remain softer than a yummy strawberry ice cream cone on a hot summer's day, and what you can do about that, princess, is accept it and forget all about it for the good of yourself and others. It's time to make peace with your limp little nub of nothing, sweetie, and that starts with acceptance and the refusal to slip back into denial. Nothing but pink in your fluffy head, and sissy feels all silly with Goddess Gracie's words bouncing around in her little mind. Sissies should ideally be limp on an absolutely permanent basis, but I understand that sometimes a sissy may experience an involuntary feeling of hardness down there, and that is not something I am going to punish you for, princess. It is certainly frowned upon and not something I would ever encourage, but it will take a little time to achieve complete permanent limpness to the point where your little clitty doesn't stiffen even if you rub it for hours and hours and think about makeup and pantyhose and pretty girls gossiping about hunky guys and any other fun feminine thoughts you may like to have running around in your fluffy pink head whenever you have some special sissy time to yourself. Yes, princess, sissies like to think of very feminine things, and from now on, when you are feeling very aroused and you have a feminine sexual thought or look at a pretty picture that would normally make your clitty tingle a little, you will actually find your clitty almost inverting back into your body like a baby turtle's tiny little head retreating into its shell. Yes, sweetie. You will still find all of those things incredibly arousing, but instead of an outward tingle, you will direct your tingle deep inside of you, and you will almost feel like your clitty is being sucked into your body and gradually becoming tinier and tinier until a smooth little nub of girly flesh is the only thing that remains. Fuzzy pink in sissy's little head makes her soft clitty shrink. You allow the reality of my words to sink in as you continue to relax and listen attentively like a good girl. You are going to want to listen to this conditioning on a regular basis until you achieve the results you desire. You want permanent limpness more than anything, princess. You may even feel compelled to wear extra tiny panties or super tight pantyhose on a regular basis in the hopes that it will help keep your clitty all nice and soft, and this is a perfectly good idea, sweetie, and it is something you should definitely look into. Your clitty will feel almost the way a woman's vagina or a sissy's pussy would feel when aroused and yearning to be explored by the thick meaty cock of a genuine male. You are a sissy in the truest sense of the word, and you have as much manhood as a baby girl, princess. This information comforts you and makes you feel very proud of your overt femininity, and I am very proud of you too, sweetie. Yay for sissy. No more silly tingles in your panties from now on. Yes, princess, you accept the truth of my words and allow your subconscious mind to absorb them on the deepest level imaginable as my conditioning begins to alter your thought patterns and create new and most certainly correct thought processes that will enable you to achieve a deeper level of feminization than you ever dreamed possible. Now, sweetie, we have talked in some detail about the logic of limb from a purely physical standpoint, but your mental and emotional characteristics are just as big a factor, if not even more so. Even if this was some sort of alternate universe where your clitty was 10 inches long and 6 inches wide like a real guy's cock might be, you would still be utterly incapable of penetrating a woman or even becoming hard in her presence. Yes, sweetie, this is your reality and you are going to embrace it fully from now on, and you may realize that you like to smile when you think about what a limp sissy you are. Your feminine and submissive mind dictates that limpness is your fate, sweetie. Your physical smallness is made redundant by the fact that it ultimately comes down to who you are on the inside, and I think we both know who you are deep down under all the silly pretense and self-deprivation, princess. Pink sunshine in your head makes you soft and obedient. I think you will smile like good girls love to when you think about how your clitty seems to shrink up inside of you whenever you have a feminine or sexual thought from now on, sweetie, and that is just adorable. You will also experience this feeling in the presence of all women from now on, sweetie. Whether they are complete strangers or close platonic friends, your clitty will just want to hide away inside of you whenever you are in the presence of any woman, as you understand that all women are intrinsically superior to you in every single way, princess, and that is a wonderful thing for you to accept. You know that women have vaginas, sweetie, and they like to keep them nice and pretty for the benefit of genuine males, but you still find vaginas extremely threatening, sweetie, and this will intensify the feelings of shrinkage and utter limpness when in the presence of females from this point onwards. Vaginas make you extremely limp, sweetie, and they also make you feel very submissive, almost as though the vagina itself was ruling over you with an iron fist. Yes, princess, you will remember that vaginas have supremacy over you whenever you are in the presence of a woman, and you will almost feel like the organ itself is an instrument of emasculation and something that serves to make you even more of a stuttering little sissy than ever before. You may even find yourself holding back sissy tears at the mere thought of having an up-close and personal encounter with a frightening and clitty-devouring vagina, princess. You remember that women are ultimately better than you on every level. You like to please women as much as you possibly can, and you may find yourself going to great lengths to do so. You may befriend a nice girl with a domineering streak who likes that you are such a weak old sissy who can't even get an erection, let alone fuck her vagina hard like a real man would, and you will feel honored and privileged to be used and potentially abused by her. Yes, sweetie. Little limp sissy faggots like to be verbally scolded and talked down to by women, and they tend to find it very arousing and humiliating, so it is something you are going to love to embrace fully and never look back. The mere mention of the word vagina will be enough to make your little clitty shrivel up in fear, and that is perfectly natural, princess. You You don't know how exactly, but you know that women can somehow just tell that you are a sissy, and they likely know about your limp little wee-wee just by looking at you, and this serves to create an immediate position of subservience towards any woman you meet. Yes, princess, their dominance over you will simply come naturally, and you will find that most women enjoy having a little sissy around who is so lacking in masculinity she can't even get her little clitty hard no matter how long she rubs it and thinks about cuddles with big strong hunks. You will remember to compliment women in a very sincere and platonic way at every opportunity you get, and their lack of respect for you will spur you on towards sissifying yourself more and more until you're on your knees giggling with a group of hot guys circling you as they discuss who is going to get a turn on your pussy first. Yes, sweetie, though you don't quite understand exactly why or how they know, it is just abundantly obvious that all women know that you are tiny and useless down there, and this will make your life so much easier and more pleasant. You remember that your clitty shrinks into yourself when you get a little tingled from now on, and whenever you read fashion magazines or look at girls wearing pretty outfits online, you will experience this feeling, and it will be a constant reminder of your appropriate place. You will also find that the more your clitty shrivels up and tries to hide away, the more your pussy will tingle and yearn to be filled. Yes, sweetie, it is almost as if the act of shrinkage and inverted arousal for your clitty causes your pussy to become more stimulated and hungry for the cock it needs. Your pussy needs cock, and the more your little clitty shrivels up into nothingness, the more your tight pussy will grow desperate to be filled and prodded by the thick twitching meat that it craves so deeply. Your limpness increases your strong attraction to masculine men and brings it to even greater heights of arousal, and when you flirt with guys, you will feel your pussy yearning and your clitty shrinking up inside of you simultaneously as a thought crosses your mind to do with what a sissy you have become, or perhaps always have been deep inside and simply grown to accept yourself at long last. Yes, princess, you love guys, and the more masculine the better in your estimation, so whenever you talk to a manly guy, you will feel very feminine, and you will desire him inside you for hours at a time of passionate and rough fucking, followed by warm cuddles in a big soft bed as he whispers naughty things into your ear, as you feel his strong manly arms envelop you and make you feel so wonderfully safe and secure. Your clitty will naturally stay limp in the presence of guys, just as it does with women, princess, and you know that guys prefer true sissies to always be soft, feminine, and altruistic, caring more about pleasing than being pleased, just like a good girl should. You may have experienced some unwanted feelings of hardness down there recently, sweetie, and if so, that is nothing to worry about for now. We are going to eliminate that silly feeling once and for all over an extended period of time if you have not already been fully alleviated of such feelings. I do not scold a sissy for becoming hard against her will, as that would just be so silly, and we both understand it takes long-term training and conditioning to achieve true permanent limpness to the point where all the rubbing in the world may eventually produce a sticky mess of spurties, but not the slightest inkling of stiffness. Yes, sweetie, when you rub your limp clitty, you will have the sluttiest and most feminine thoughts imaginable, and those thought processes will only serve to sissify you further with every stroke of your useless little clitty. Fluffy pink sunshine and sissy's head just feels so right for princess. You love to condition yourself with my words as often as possible, sweetie, and of course the more you listen, the greater your results will be. Being soft 24/7 is the best feeling in the world for a true sissy. Now, sweetie, pay attention, as this is the most important part of the conditioning. You are still allowed to have orgasms from both your pussy and your clitty, but it is also perfectly fine if you choose to abstain from playing with your clitty so as to harness your feminine sexual energy rather than let it all spill out in a puddle of warm spurties. Yes, princess, you still have my permission to rub your little clitty between your fingers, but it is strongly encouraged that you only touch your clitty when it is in its correct limp state. You think of that occasional attack of stiffness as some sort of abnormality or an ailment that you want to cure. It may be tempting to start rubbing your clitty between your fingers when it gets all yucky and stiff, but sweetie, that is just not the right thing to do as a true sissy, and I think you will agree. It is so much nicer if you simply leave your clitty alone if it becomes the slightest bit hard. Yes, princess, the truth of my word sets you free, and you must condition yourself regularly if you want to achieve your impotent goals. You may masturbate with your clitty between your fingers like a horny slut when it is limp and tiny, but if it starts to stiffen, then it's a very nice idea to immediately stop touching and simply wait for it to return to its correct state. You can think of those little bouts of hardness as sissy intermissions where fluffy pink music plays in your head and images of hunky guys and dancing in slutty eyeshadow flash through your mind as you wait patiently like a good girl for your clitty to return to its appropriate level of girly softness. It may be difficult at first, but it just takes a little practice, sweetie, and eventually your body will adapt and grow to learn that hard clitties do not get rubbed by sissy's fingers, and that is something she only does when her clitty is nice and limp. Several sissy friends of mine have personally reported this technique to work very well for them, and they even find that they can still have all the sissy gasms they like without their little clitty needing to be hard, and it's reportedly a far more feminine feeling that all true sissies will simply adore. I trust that you will take my instructions on board, sweetie, and you know that I will be very happy and proud of you after you begin to see results from this fun method of training your clitty to stay limp. Remember that it's good to not touch it even a tiny little bit until it has completely returned to its correct state, and after a week or two of committed training, this will just be second nature for you, sweetie. Absorb the truth of my words as your fluffy pink mind feels so happy and empty with only Goddess Gracie's thoughts to fill it. You love to listen to my impotence conditioning, and it's important to listen regularly if you want permanent results. You like to wear itsy bitsy pantyhose that keep your clitty tucked away all neat and tidy. Women know you are limp, and that makes you smile. You will remember everything you have learned here today, sweetie, but one of the most vital things for you to remember is that women have a special type of intuition when it comes to sissies, and whether you understand how they know it or not, they know all about you and your limp little clitty, and they want to be your friend if you will just open up to them and be honest like good girls love to be. It's going to be so freeing to have those sorts of friendships based on your innate subservience to women, and I expect you will find that they warm to you quickly after you have opened up about all your little feelings, and you will just have so much fun together, princess. It's important that all women can be sincere and genuine in their interactions with you, so therefore it is only fair that you make no effort to conceal your sissy nature from them at any time, as it would just be so silly for a little sissy to try to hide herself from the world like that. Women will accept you as your limp-incing self, sweetie, but you must make the effort to be honest with them, or they will have no time for you, as women typically value honesty above all else in any sort of relationship, whether that be a real relationship with their hunky boyfriend or just their platonic friendship with their little sissy bitch. Yes, sweetie, that is you. You remember that you are to be friendly and polite with women at all times. Even if a woman were to insult you or make fun of you, it would be perfectly appropriate for you to simply laugh and compliment her on how funny her abuse was, and how wonderful she is. That is simply how it is, sweetie, and you have absolutely no right to desire it any other way. True sissies need some occasional verbal abuse from women just to remind them of their place, and the overwhelming majority of true sissies find it incredibly arousing to be belittled and emasculated like that, so it is perfectly normal if you find yourself actively seeking out those sorts of situations, and I would certainly encourage you to find a nice woman who knows how to correctly mock and humiliate you the way true sissies crave. When you feel particularly embarrassed in the presence of a woman, you'll swear that your little clitty just disappeared altogether, and you will feel like you have even more nothing between your legs than ever before. Yay for my little princess, fluffy pink bubbles make sissy's head empty. You remember that any feminine images or ideas make your little clitty shrivel up and tuck itself away inside of sissy from now on, and at the same time you know that your pussy gets very tingly and hungry for cock whenever sissy feels that insatiable arousal. You love to smile when you are limp, and you smile when you are around superior women and masculine men. You giggle when you think of what a sissy you are, and you sparkle when you manage to tuck your little clitty away to the point where it's practically invisible. You like to wear extra tiny panties and pantyhose that help to keep your clitty nice and smooth, just like a real girl would look down there, and you always feel compelled to simply refrain from touching your clitty at all if it is not 100% soft and feminine as it should always be. You giggle inside your head when you are too scared to giggle out loud, and you flirt with guys constantly whether you're even consciously aware of it or not. Yes, princess, the reality of my words is like a huge weight off of your little shoulders. You like to be limp and obedient for all women at all times, and you have the deepest respect imaginable for all womankind. The respect is not mutual, sweetie, as you are just a little sissy and we like to play with you and tease you, but you are far from respectable as a human being, and as unfortunate as that may be, you will simply get used to it. This knowledge brings you closer to true acceptance of yourself, sweetie, and you will learn to be happy without respect or dignity, as those are strange and unusual things to any sissy, and you are much happier and more fulfilled to be teased or used for the personal gain of your innate superiors. Yay, sweetie, you are so happy to receive this information, and your little mind is just bubbling over with silly feminine energy, and I certainly do hope there is not a trace of a tingle in your panties right now, and if there is, well, I am disappointed but not angry with you, princess, as I know it's not your fault. On the other hand, if you are completely soft and feminine right now, then that is absolutely wonderful, and I am sending Eskimo kisses and the warmest, most loving cuddles down to you now on a warm, fluffy blanket made of pancakes and happiness. Yay, sweetie, I am so proud of you. If you are already learning to stay completely limp, and I know you will get better and better at avoiding those silly little malfunctions that your clitty may have sometimes experienced up to this point. Your subservience to women will stay at the forefront of your little mind on a permanent long-term basis, and you love it this way, sweetie. You understand that vaginas rule over you with tremendous power, and you know that your little clitty is simply a feeble excuse for something that women would like to be penetrated by. You completely and without hesitation accept that women everywhere love real cocks and real men, and you are just not a part of that, sweetie, and it's nothing you need to worry your fluffy little head about. You can just be friends with women and share stories about all the guys you've been with and giggle and gossip as much as you like. You know that women know you are a limp sissy faggot, and it is nice to be open about it in whatever way seems appropriate at the time, as women do not appreciate being deceived or dragged into silly games of denial and false pretense, princess. You remember that what women say goes at all times, and you will obey women without question from this point onwards, and doing so will give you a deep sense of satisfaction and a genuine purpose in life. Yes, sweetie, you feel the truth in my words as your little pink mind absorbs them fully. You remember that your clitty loves being tiny and limp, especially when you are flirting with guys or even being fucked long and hard by a hunky dreamboat who just makes you sissy-gasm all over yourself at the mere thought of his masculinity. You know that men can fuck women whenever they like, and women enjoy sex with real guys and actively seek it out regularly, but this does not include you, princess, so continuing to work on your feminization is in your best interest, as then you can look pretty for all the guys and fit right in with all the girls. You are fully aware that all women have an overwhelming sense of power over you, and you love it this way. You crave platonic hugs from your female friends, and sometimes they will give you them if you are very well behaved and do what they say. Cuddles make you limp, and vaginas make you limper than anything else in the world. You are frightened of vaginas and you are afraid to be near a naked vagina as you know that your little clitty is simply no match for its tremendous power and you feel vaginas ruling over you like sissy dictators just by being in the presence of any women. You know that good sissies love to wear extra tight pantyhose and itsy bitsy panties to keep their clitties from having any hope of becoming hard and this idea excites you very much, sweetie. You have learned that true sissies strongly prefer limpness and may even feel upset with themselves if their little clitty tingles outwards just a little bit. You know that your clitty shrinks inside of yourself and reverse tingles when you get aroused, sweetie, and you like it to be as soft and tiny as humanly possible. Yes, princess, these affirmations will help you to achieve complete and permanent limpness in the relatively near future if you have not done so already. For those sissies who are already limp, listening to this conditioning regularly will help you keep it that way and allow you to remain focused on your appropriate place as a mincing sissy faggot in a world of superior women and hunky dominant guys. I have faith that if you put in the time and effort, one day you will see the results you have only ever dreamed of, princess. Now go and be the limp mincing sissy faggot everyone knows you are. Bye bye, sweetie. Love from Goddess Gracie.